You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Broncos, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at Predominantly Orange, covering all things Denver Broncos, as well as NFL analyst talking about the Broncos nationally. Now, some awesome news. Going to be talking on Mile High Sports with Sean Walsh every single Wednesday, milehighsports.com, Mile High Sports Radio. You can catch me out over there, 2:30 Mountain Time, every Wednesday. Very excited about that. Talk all things Broncos on air, Denver Sports Radio. Obviously, you can follow me here, Locked On Broncos, at Locked On Broncos on Twitter, and on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. So, obviously, we're going to talk about the Emmanuel Sanders buzz that's been circulating around the NFL this week about the Denver Broncos potentially looking to trade or move Emmanuel Sanders. What can we get for Emmanuel Sanders in return? I got some interesting theories we'll talk about, as well as the recruiting spree for Kirk Cousins continues by Von Miller. We'll talk about that here as well a little bit later in the show. On the other side of things, also looking at some different moves that Denver Broncos could make as the draft approaches, but obviously we got to talk about free agency being a contingency upon a lot of things that need to happen in terms of understanding what you're going to do in the draft. So you can game plan and strategize for a draft plan, but at the end of the day, you have to have in the back of your head an idea of what you can do if you address certain needs in free agency. So that's what we're going to talk about here today on Locked On Broncos. But before we get into the show, I want to take the time to tell you guys to check out all the amazing guys that we have working over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, as the NFL draft starts to approach us, check out my man John Ledyard over there at Locked On NFL Draft. John does a phenomenal job of bringing you scouting tape, footage, videos, analysis on draft prospects in this year's NFL draft. He's a great follow. Follow John Ledyard over there on Twitter, as well as follow him on Locked On NFL Draft here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And the Denver Nuggets are set to face off tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, which means that's on TNT. If you don't get altitude or anything like that, check out TNT. The Denver Nuggets are at home against the San Antonio Spurs, and my man Adam Mattis over at Locked On Nuggets has you covered with the latest and the greatest in Denver sports with the basketball realm of things. Obviously, a lot of great discussions. You can also catch Adam weekly on Altitude Sports Radio with the Vic Lombardi Show and Scott Hastings and Julie Brownman over there on Altitude 950. Great group of guys. Obviously, Locked On Podcast Network keeps growing and growing and growing, and we're bringing you a lot of amazing things here in 2018 on Locked On Podcast Network. So, let's dive right into it. Now, the NFL, the news has been circulating around the week that Emmanuel Sanders is going to be traded by the Denver Broncos, or at least Denver's looking into trading him. And if they can't find a trade partner, which I find it very unlikely that they don't find a trade partner, they will have the ability to make a move with him. And if they can't trade him, they'll cut him. And I just don't think that's going to be possible. But Emmanuel Sanders was reported to be on the radar for the Denver Broncos to move. And some certain teams, Bobby Belt of Twitter, at Bobby Belt TX, reported today that with Nikki reporting that Emmanuel Sanders may be on the move from Denver. I've been told by two sources recently that Emmanuel Sanders, who's a native of Texas, would prefer to return home and play for the Dallas Cowboys if the Denver Broncos and him were to part ways. Now, what could the Cowboys offer the Denver Broncos? That's a great question. You know, there's a lot of certain options. They got a lot of underrated young guys on that roster that could make a difference for the Broncos offensively or defensively. The Denver Broncos got a really good pickup from Dallas last year with Ron Leary at the guard position. He's a very, very big piece for the Denver Broncos going forward on the offensive line, an area in which they need a lot of improvement on. And obviously, who could forget that the Denver Broncos snagged former Dallas Cowboy DeMarcus Ware. So, you know what? Maybe Dallas might be the feeder team for the Denver Broncos, just as the Colts are feeder team for quarterbacks becoming great in Denver. They start out as Colts and they grow up to be Broncos. So, hey, that's a pretty interesting analogy there. I look forward to that. But, you know, I think Emmanuel Sanders, he can generate some value. Now, I got a couple scenarios in my head. You can trade Emmanuel Sanders on draft day. Now, free agency is going to be a very telling part, and I think the Denver Broncos will bide their time and wait for free agency to come around before they start making their moves in terms of if they're going to trade guys. But, you know, I look at the Emmanuel Sanders thing, and he was a productive guy for the Denver Broncos. Now, in 2017, he had a very off year. He was battled an injury that he sustained against the New York Giants when Landon Collins went to go make a play on the ball, hit his ankle. It almost looked worse. We almost thought he broke his ankle or he tore something in his knee. It ended up being a very high ankle sprain, which continued to limit him most of the year. Emmanuel Sanders, though, in years past, has been the most reliable wide receiver target for the Denver Broncos, and it didn't matter who was at quarterback. You had Brock Osweiler at quarterback. Emmanuel Sanders had a lot of fun. You had Trevor Siemian. You did okay. Emmanuel Sanders had a phenomenal game under Trevor Siemian against the Dallas Cowboys this year. And also, you know, you go back to last year and Emmanuel Sanders had a field day against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road where Trevor Siemian threw four touchdowns, two of them to Emmanuel Sanders. So there's just a lot of different elements. Emmanuel Sanders can go to a team and be productive. So if the Denver Broncos were to trade him, they could get some valuable pieces out of it. Maybe even draft positioning. I don't know, but maybe you can get some key guys. Maybe you can get a right tackle for Emmanuel Sanders, or maybe you can trade up. You know, Cleveland could use Cleveland could use another wide receiver outside of Josh Gordon, the guy that can get separation and cause havoc for defensive backs across the middle and on the outside. I think Emmanuel Sanders is that guy. So this is my theory. It probably won't happen, but just my theory on what I could see happen, you know, just given the history that I wouldn't be surprised in the National Football League. Never be surprised by what you see. So we could see a draft day trade or before draft day trade where we see Emmanuel Sanders and maybe even a keep to leave package to go to Cleveland. I don't know if they could package it too, but I could see Emmanuel Sanders and maybe a second round pick, you know, to the Cleveland Browns to move up into the number one spot where they can draft Josh Rosen. And then Cleveland can pick at 4 and 5. They can get two pieces back to back. Maybe they can move up. Who knows? But the NFL draft, you know, I think the Cleveland Browns had a good draft last year, and I think they're going to continue to improve in that department under new leadership. But why not? Emmanuel Sanders could go to Cleveland. He absolutely could. The Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns have traded before. That's how they got Brock Osweiler back. Fortunately for the Denver Broncos, they didn't have to pay Brock Osweiler's salary. Cleveland was paying him quite a bit. So, you know, I could see something in potential there, but you just never know in the National Football League. So that is a situation that we will continue to monitor over here at the Locked On Podcast Network as we await to see what the Denver Broncos do in this offseason. I'm waiting. What about you? So, obviously, jumping into our next segment here, Locked On Broncos, I think it's important to talk about some key guys. Now, I posted a couple articles over the last couple months, and a lot of it had to do with talking about Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett and you know, kind of comparing and contrasting the two. I took to Twitter to ask fans, if you had to choose one of these guys to keep around on the Denver Broncos, which player would it be of the two? Would it be Shane Ray, who is a very good pass rusher? When healthy, he causes havoc in the passing game. When you look at Shaquille Barrett, he causes havoc in the run game on the outside. He's a very, very good edge defender. And he's decent enough to get to the quarterback, but one of his complaints is that he's just a run stopper. He's not a pass rusher. Well, that could always change. So when you look at the two, I look at Shane Ray. Shane Ray's great at getting to the quarterback, but Shane Ray also struggles with keeping outside contained, and a lot of teams will attack that. I've seen a lot of teams attack that. Now, Shane Ray's very good in coverage in terms of sniffing out tailback screens. And if you go back and watch the Monday Night Football game when the Houston Texans came to Denver to play the Broncos, Brock Osweiler versus his old team, Monday Night Football, Shane Ray did a phenomenal job of sniffing out a tailback screen with Lamar Miller. And he did a very phenomenal job at it. That's one area where I think Shane Ray has the advantage. Now, he can get to the quarterback, his ability to cover on the screen plays. Now, Shaquille Barrett is phenomenal with contain, keeping the edge, squeezing the line of scrimmage down as a defensive end or an outside edge player. You're always squeezing that outside shoulder. You're striking the outside shoulder of that tackle, and you're squeezing it down the line of scrimmage to close up the gap. And you have the ability to play the contain by doing that as well. And that's something that Shaquille Barrett is very, very disciplined at. Now, let's not forget, Shaquille Barrett played very well. When DeMarcus Ware was dealing with back spasms back when the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl in 2015, Shaquille Barrett came in and had 5.5 sacks. Very productive guy. And the Denver Broncos at that point were considered pass rush university. And I still think they have the ability to. Now, the dilemma that the Denver Broncos run into is you can't keep, I don't think long term, you can't keep both Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett because both of these guys can get paid on another team and be starters. One guy, if you had to keep both of them, one guy is always going to have to sit out unless they're okay with rotating. But both of them are going to demand some kind of pay increase, which I think is very feasible given how they've been producing. Shaquille Barrett had a phenomenal year in terms of stopping the run and also even getting to the quarterback. Now, the Denver Broncos' issue this year defensively was generating pressure, a pass rush on the interior. Now, they were much better this year, the Denver Broncos defense was, at stopping the run. They were gashed on the interior last year. They brought in a veteran, Domantas Peko, and he came in and plugged up the middle. Derek Wolfe was phenomenal. And then the Broncos found a guy who came out of nowhere in Shelby Harris. He is a guy, in my opinion, a mini pot roast that I really believe can be the interior pass rush guy that the Denver Broncos need. And if not, if he's not that guy, he's a very solid rotational guy. He has the ability to do a lot of different things. And to me, I think that's the most important thing we have to look at when talking about the Denver Broncos defense going forward. Now, obviously, I think they have to upgrade an inside linebacker. Todd Davis Sr. going to be a free agent this year. Now, the Denver Broncos could benefit by getting a guy who can cover. And I'm telling you what, go back to John Ledyard's Twitter, okay, over there at Locked On NFL Draft. He has posted so many Roquan Smith prospect breakdown videos, and this guy is phenomenal. I tell you what, he's one of my favorite draft prospects in this year's draft. And if the Denver Broncos had a chance, if you get Kirk Cousins in free agency, if I'm John Elway, and I'm not John Elway, but if I was John Elway, my choice would be at number 5, Roquan Smith. Without a shadow of a doubt, I would pick him up because he is a prolific player. He reminds me a lot of Navarro Bowman, a healthy and energetic Navarro Bowman. The ability to cover out of the backfield, the ability to make plays, the ability to blitz, and he's got great eyes and he's got great lane integrity. Now, one thing I really like about Roquan Smith is when he blitzes or if he's trying to stop the run in the middle, he doesn't catch the offensive lineman. He strikes and he extends his arm. Now, that's one thing that if you know football, if you've been around the game, you've played the game, when you're attacking a block, you have to strike and extend your arms out. If you catch with your chest and your bodies and inside and you bring your hands on the inside, at that point you get twisted and turned whichever way the offensive lineman wants you to go. I've seen Roquan Smith multiple times going through some old game footage, watching him in the Rose Bowl, watching him in the national championship game. He is sideline to sideline. He strikes and he extends, and he's relentless in pursuit, and he's got the ability to cover out of the backfield, which the Denver Broncos have struggled with, I'd probably say since Danny Trevathan left. They've really struggled in that department there, excuse me. And I think the important thing we got to look at is you want to get younger and you want to get, what's the right word for this? You want to get younger and you want to get more disciplined at the position. Now, I think Roquan Smith would be the perfect type of player that could complement the skill set and the abilities of Brandon Marshall on the inside. And then you don't have to worry a little bit about teams exposing you. The Denver Broncos at the beginning of the year went with more of a nickel package against teams like Dallas and Los Angeles because they were terrified that teams would start picking on Todd Davis and Brandon Marshall in the passing game. And later on, teams tried to do that, and they did a decent enough job. I thought the Broncos were much better this year with having linebackers cover than they were last year. In 2016, it was a nightmare for the Denver Broncos and their fans just watching it. And I think that's an area where you can really upgrade. And what better guy to pick than Roquan Smith at the 5th pick, who has the ability to be that guy and also be a guy that can contribute immediately and be an instant starter in the National Football League and play for probably 11 to 12 years in a career. That's my outline with Roquan Smith, barring any kind of serious injury. He is a guy that I truly believe can make an impact for this Denver Broncos team. So tweet me your thoughts on Roquan Smith. He's my most interesting prospect. I'm eager to hear what your most interesting prospect in this year's draft is for the Denver Broncos. Now, Roquan Smith's my guy. Tweet me, at Cody Rourke NFL, what your thoughts are on that. So as we approach free agency, Okay, obviously here in March, we're literally a month away, literally 1 month away from this date of free agency beginning, and I'm so excited. It is like the Christmas special of the year. For me, free agency is the time of the NFL year where you look at things and you want to figure out, okay, this is what the Denver Broncos need to upgrade on. This is what the Denver Broncos need to do differently in order to be successful. Where can they upgrade position-wise? Obviously, right tackle. Obviously, quarterback. Your prime targets in free agency are at the quarterback position. They're at the right tackle spot where you can beef up the offensive line. I really think the Broncos have a solid offensive line if they can address right tackle with a very formidable, you know, target in free agency. Garrett Bowles will get better in his second year in the National Football League. For a rookie, he didn't have a bad year. He struggled in spurts. He had his moments, but I seen more promise in Garrett Bowles than I seen in any tackle that the Broncos have had since Ryan Clady. It's been a while, and if you know Ryan Clady, you know it's been a while since the Broncos have had true options at either left or right tackle that have a lot of promise, that have some fight in them. We haven't seen it since Ryan Clady, so that's something I look forward to with Garrett Bowles. He's mean, he's nasty, he's more mature now. I think he's going to be able to be a catalyst towards a successful offensive line for the Denver Broncos in 2018, and I think you have to move Ron Leary back to his natural spot at left guard to help Garrett Bowles out. Not only that, that would bolster the Denver Broncos offensive line completely. You bring in all-pro center Matt Paradise, obviously an all-pro left guard and Ron Leary. And then on the right guard, maybe you bring in a guy. Maybe you draft a Will Hernandez in the second round, guard out of UTEP. I think that's something you have to look at, and I think overall for the Denver Broncos, when we look at the offensive line, you just need improvement there. Connor McGovern stepped up big time and made a lot of improvements, in my honest opinion, so that's something I really look forward to seeing is how much is he going to grow in this offseason? What more can he contribute in 2018? Well, I'm excited to see that. And obviously, right tackle, question mark. We'll have to see what prospects the Denver Broncos have their eyes on. Could be another draft. You could find a very solid right tackle in the second or third round of the NFL draft this year. I'm very excited to see what the Denver Broncos decide to do in that kind of regard. So, obviously, the last part is the recruiting part of Kirk Cousins. Now, Von Miller posted something today. Kirk Cousins said something about loving rainbows, and Von Miller quoted it and said, "If Kirk loves rainbows, I love rainbows too." I think that's very important because Von Miller is a guy who can recruit very well. I think having the ability to go play with a guy like Von Miller, if you're an offensive guy or even a defensive guy, that's very exciting. He's a superstar pass rusher in the National Football League. He's going to have a long career. He's going to be a Hall of Fame candidate, no doubt. And he is the recruiting piece for the Denver Broncos, in my honest opinion. Kirk Cousins knows Von Miller. Von Miller introduced himself to Kirk Cousins on multiple times throughout his entire career. And what a better way than to not have to play against him. But then you have to go to AFC West pass rush division with Justin Houston and Tom Mahali and, you know, Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin. You have all these pass rushers, but you also have a very good secondary and a very good defense on your team. And I think that can really benefit Kirk Cousins going forward. So I get very excited about that. Like I said, guys, don't forget tomorrow. Catch me on Mile High Sports, Mile High Sports Radio, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Denver, with Sean Walsh, talking all things Denver Broncos. Very excited about that. Every Wednesday, you can catch me on Mile High Sports with Sean Walsh. And obviously, I think follow the show on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos, and follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rook NFL, and give my man Evan Gray a follow, at The Evan Gray. He's been doing phenomenal work over there at LockedOnBroncos.com, posting some very good content and opinion pieces, and I hope you guys love them, enjoy them, and interact with them. You can catch my writing work over at PredominantlyOrange.com. Very excited about that. We have a lot of good stuff coming up as the NFL draft and free agency approaches us. PredominantlyOrange.com, keeping you up to date with all things Denver Broncos. It's Rocky Mountain Thunder approved. So once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.